The Tasmanian Masters Games is over and done with, not for another year, but for another 2 years. And, of course, it will come around in 2024. But 2022 is a huge success. The Games President, Steve Martin's been good enough to join me in the studio again this morning. G'day, Steve. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning, Martin.
I know you look a little bit tired and worn out. It's been a really sort of very hectic few days for you, but all the feedback seems to be fairly positive.
Yes, we're getting very good feedback, and it's quite exciting about that because this was about creating a platform for 2024, and all the organisations that have been involved have done commendable work in getting their competitions up and running. And the competitors, when I went round the traps, they're all positive and having a lot of fun with it as well.
Yeah, as you know, I had a little bit to do with the wood chopping, and I know that they were absolutely wrapped. Gary Lovell from Huonville took 5 gold medals home, so he was pretty happy about that. But they had visitors from Queensland, Victoria and the ACT as well, and they're looking forward to the next one as well.
Oh, and Amanda Beams from the wood chopping did a sensational job there, so hat tip to her.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, so you got around all the sports, and I know you actually had a bit of a go yourself at wheelchair basketball. Did you win a medal?
No, we came fourth, actually, my team, out of four teams.
Because it was telling me that you actually, you might have injured yourself slightly. It would have been worth it for a gold medal, though.
Well,
but you...
well, we're playing for the bronze medal, and the mind said, no, you just got to reach back and grab this ball. But unfortunately, when I did that, there was I caught my rib cage underneath the buckle on the wheelchair, so badly bruised ribs.
Yeah, and for anyone that's listening, you haven't had a recent accident. You can have able-bodied people in the wheelchair team. I think it's one per side, 3x3, so maybe one able-bodied?
Usually one able-bodied, but we got this up, and we had some carers in there as well. Mm. So it was a great game to participate in, learning how to use a wheelchair, learning how to pick up a basketball using the wheel, and it also gives you front of mind in regards to how hard it is in the normal day living, those who are living in a wheelchair, what they've got to come up against.
Yeah, I think the closest we ever get to it is if we're on a pair of crutches and you have to open a door with a pair of crutches, and it gives you an understanding, and you know, you can feel what people with a disability do. And speaking of that, of course, one of the guest speakers at the welcoming ceremony was Dion Kenzie, Paralympian, who I thought spoke very well.
Dion did speak very well. He's very passionate about inclusion, and he was chuffed in coming on board as our ambassador for the Games, and he was doing a bit of work behind the scenes in regards to athletics as well. We were looking at how we can actually increase or have that for the 2024, and we're looking for Dion for some guidance there.
Oh, so we're looking for more para sports for 2024?
We're hoping to. Yep. But wheelchair basketball is just a start.
Yeah.
Hopefully my ribs are mended by then.
Okay. Obviously we know the budget was really tight, and you ran by the smell of an oily rag, and you know, couldn't afford to have a proper website, but that's probably one of the priorities for next time, isn't it? Absolutely.
Oh, certainly. We knew that the website would have been premium to have to provide that information to any interested participant or visitor to the area.
Facebook's a wonderful thing, but it has limitations.
It does have a limitation, but as you correctly said, look, we started with nothing, and it was all money up front for medals and shirts and all these other types of things, even the registration page, and I call out to Central Coast Council there that helped us financially get that up and running so we could actually have the Games.
Yeah, and you had some wonderful sponsors and supporters as well.
Oh, certainly. Subway came on board. The Goodstone Group with Mark Cater was tremendous. We also had Rex Airlines come on board with us, and they're going to help us get to the Australian Masters Games to promote 2024.
Because the Australian Masters Games are in Adelaide next year, and idea is to have the Tasmanian Games on the off year of the Australian Games, which are every 2 years.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And it was great to have Rex, new airline into Devonport, absolutely come on board with that, so that's great. West by Northwest, of course, with Tom Wooten, provided a promotional commercial that went on board the TT line, Spirits, and broadcast about the Tasmanian Masters Games. So we've got the recipe there and we've got the ingredients there. Now we have to grow it. And look, it was just about believing, and the committee did, and I had a very good committee, and I actually, again, tip my hat to them. The work they've did on the side of their desk, they all work, and this was something that they'd have to get up 5 o'clock in the morning to do.
I was involved as a volunteer in a very minor role, and I could see how hard the committee were working, and I thought, geez, you need more volunteers.
Well, as you would know, with the welcome event, not only do you have to turn up early, you've got to set it all up, and then you've got to clean it all up the next day.
True.
As a matter of fact, you know, on Wednesday I was still cleaning up.
Mm.
So there's a lot of work involved behind the scenes, but the committee was they had this belief and want to get the Tasmanian Masters Games up, especially on the northwest coast where we're not parochial, but as long as it's on the northwest coast, that's fine.
Yeah, look, and the social aspect of it, I know you touched on it late last week in the lead up to the games, and it was pretty evident at the welcoming ceremony. Everyone there had a fantastic time.
Oh, they did, and the bands were great. Yeah. The Heartbeats and
brilliant, brilliant.
Bad Dads.
Yeah.
Bad Dad, and they all enjoyed it, and not everybody got up and danced, but you can see they're tapping their toes, and that's what's part of the Masters Games is the socialisation. I think there was a few beers drunk by a couple of basketballers,
yeah,
I noted.
Yeah.
Chris McCoy.
I think the pickleballers are a fairly social bunch as well, aren't they?
Pickleballers were, yes, but again, you know, when we start talking about the sports and bits and pieces, Martin, basketball, Chris McCoy certainly did a great job in getting that competition up as well.
Yeah, and so the feedback you've been getting from competitors is that they're keen to come back in a couple of years?
Yes, we find even with the Australian Masters Games that 70% of the people who come to these or attend to these games want to come to the next one.
Mm.
So we'll be start working on that very, very shortly, in fact, probably February next year, on what we need to be able to do, to put together, to try and, I'm tipping 30 sports, at least 1,500 competitors. So
okay.
Big ask.
Yep.
But having that webpage, having that support of Events Tasmania and our local businesses, it puts us on a strong footing to be able to achieve it.
Yeah, and you're keen to keep it on the northwest coast. I know you've had interest from other municipalities around Tasmania, and a lot of them were just sitting back and see. You know, we'll see how it goes, but I think there's interest there, isn't there?
Well, there will be interest, and I take it back when we worked on the Australian Masters Games. The reason why we were able to get it over here to the northwest coast was numbers were falling off in Geelong, and they were alternating between Adelaide to hold the Australian Masters Games because people were getting bored going back to the same place all the time.
Yeah.
So it's in the back of our mind, let's get up and running, let's get the model right, let's be successful for it, and we'll let the Southerners or the Northerners have it for a little while, maybe
down
the track, and then we'll take it back and freshen it up.
Well, we all know this is the best part of Tassie anyway, so why would you want to go anywhere else?
Oh, that's exactly right. We've got an airport, we've got a port, we've got passenger vehicles, et cetera, coming in.
Mm.
So we've got an advantage here, and we've got some really good sporting facilities.
Okay, well, look, congratulations to you and the committee and everyone involved in it. What little bit I saw of it over the 4 days, I thought it was fantastic, and I can't wait for 2024.
Well, thank you, Martin. And just one more thing, if I can. I mentioned Janet Edmonds, our treasurer, who I didn't mention last time when I was here, and she made sure that I was mentioning that.
So if you're listening, Janet, thank you for your effort. Good on you, Steve. Thanks for coming in this morning. I really appreciate it.